FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
That we have a bigger problem with hate crimes in this country, and we need to have that conversation. Is that true?
No, it's not true. There's very little evidence that we're living through any kind of hate crime epidemic here. Most of them are hoaxes. There's very few that have actually been prosecuted. Any increase in the numbers looks like to simply be an increase in the number of agencies that are reporting, and these are, we'd have no idea how many of the ones that are reported to the police are hate hoaxes like this. But what we do know is that we're living through an elite environment that is absolutely determined to embrace the narrative of ubiquitous American racism. This is now the national religion of the country's elites, whether they're in the corporate world or academia or the media. They are committed to the narrative that America is endemically and structurally racist, and they will seize on any just remotely plausible evidence of that, which in this case was completely not. I mean, the fanatical desire of the media and of politicians to put some meat on this narrative was demonstrated by this, because this story was implausible from the start, and yet Smollett rightly had an intuition that he would be believed, and even the Chicago Police Department was clearly very reluctant to pierce this fiction, because to question claims of racism now is to be inviting the charge that you yourself were a racist.
Sure. Yeah, I noticed that myself. They clearly slow walked this along the way. As reporters were breaking the news, they were cautioning them not to get ahead of them and all of this stuff. But
right.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, what about the even the definition of declaring something a hate crime? I've often argued that if you murder somebody, they're no more dead because of your whatever your intent was when you started out.
Yeah, there's a very strong argument against hate crimes. There's a NYU law professor who said that this is preposterous. You know, you cannot adequately monitor somebody's state of mind, and it has some sort of First Amendment implications. But I would say as well, the part of the problem is that what we even consider a hate crime is itself politicized. The fact of the matter is, when you look at interracial violent victimizations, blacks commit 85% of all white violent victimizations between blacks and whites. And I would wager, given what I have seen in the inner city, that some portion of those violent victimizations are driven by the animosity that exists in inner city culture towards whites, but that's never considered. There's a bias in the way we think about hate crimes that mirrors the academic conceit that, well, the only people who can be racist are whites. That's simply not true.
Well, that tends to feed on itself, right? It's a vicious cycle, because you're not you've got the problem. You're looking at FBI statistics that are showing you this.
Right. Exactly. There's sort of no way out of the bubble.
Right. Yeah. I don't know how you escape that. You know, yesterday, Heather, I had the pleasure of being able to speak to a luncheon full of local police chiefs and lieutenants and people that had graduated from the FBI's academy that they have up there. And, you know, I pointed out to them that your book, The War on Cops, and the arguments you've made, we've got a dilemma in this country right now, and particularly here in the St. Louis area. We have a city solicitor, a city prosecutor, and a county prosecutor who both ran and got elected on the platform of criminal justice reform. And in their minds, that means they just use prosecutorial discretion not to enforce laws that they don't like. And that's a dangerous trend across America.
Well, and it also does not reflect the unanimous opinion of high crime communities. As police know, the reason that they are in high crime communities enforcing the law, two things: the bodies, the body count, the where the drive-by shootings are, where the kids are being gunned down in drive-by shootings. White kids face virtually no risk of getting killed in a drive-by shooting. If white kids were shot at the rate of black kids in this country in drive-bys, there'd be a national revolution. The media doesn't give a damn. The media only gives a damn about black victims if they've been shot by a cop. But the other reason that the police are in those high-crime neighborhoods enforcing loitering laws, enforcing drug laws, enforcing public disorder laws is because the good law-abiding people there want them there. They beg them to get the drug dealers off the corners, to get the kids that are hanging out by the hundreds fighting, walking across intersections against lights. They want to have a sense of order and away from the chaos. And the police cannot respond to those heartfelt requests for public order without generating the type of racially disparate police activity, whether it stops or arrests, that will invite a lawsuit from the ACLU. But again, they're there not because of race, because that's where the victimization and disorder is happening.
Yeah, you know, Heather, I do you have an opinion, or have you stated one on this reform bill that the president passed, this bipartisan criminal justice reform bill?
Well, I'm agnostic about shaving a year or two off of drug sentences because all sentences are arbitrary to begin with. What I really object to is the narrative underlying the bill, which is, and that Trump, to his enormous discredit, echoed in his State of the Union speech, saying that the criminal justice system is racist and that drug enforcement is racist. It is not. Drug enforcement, the war on drugs, has been led historically and still is by the bourgeois members of the black community. And so for Trump to be standing up there saying, well, I have to do this because of the bias in our criminal justice system is absolute poison. It undermines the legitimacy of law and order, and that is playing with fire.
Yeah, well, I appreciate your opinion on that. The Diversity Delusion, is that your newest book?
Yeah, that's my newest book. It addresses the victim identity politics that we've just seen with Covington, Kentucky, mobbing of these poor kids that were trying to keep the peace in Washington, D.C. It explains the Jesse Smollett hoax, the predilection of the elites to believe in their own racism, and it all comes out of a corrupt academic culture. Academic identity politics is spreading into the world at large. It's putting meritocracy at risk, and frankly, it's putting civil peace at risk.
Well, we see it all the time, and you can find that book, The Diversity Delusion, by Heather MacDonald on Amazon, and of course, The War on Cops is a great book that I enjoyed a great deal myself. Heather, thank you so much for your time.